Mobile.
ZBH. This is KC4SKD. Name's Larry. I'm mobile also.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, just got off work. I gotta go get some food. There's a little sushi place in Easley we like, so I'm gonna go get some of that. Go back and sit down and relax. It's been a quite a stressful day at the office, so I gotta unlax a little bit.
Hopefully you have tomorrow off and Sunday as well, and you can recover from the stress. The name's David. I think you may or may not have known. We've talked some time back, and I've heard you call Annette a couple times. I think you were down with an illness recently. I hope all that's cleared up for you.
I have had an illness. I've just about 99% over this little cough that I've had, and that's prevented me from calling Annette for a while. So tonight is normally my night to call it, and I'm debating on whether or not to send Dave a text and tell him I'm ready to start back again. But yeah, it's been rough, this coughing fit. You know, before once I'd And the worst part of it, I'd start coughing, and I might cough for 20 minutes, uncontrollably.
Sound terrible. Hopefully it's cleared up for you, and you can get back in there, I'm sure. I'm sure the regulars miss you calling the net, so maybe the warmer weather will help out, too.
I'm just about over it, so very, very thankful for that. Anyway, I need to, you know, get well, because I got a growing list of things to do at home and I need to get to work on. I promised my dad I'd help him fix the lights on his truck. He's got something crazy going on with his turn signal. When he presses the brake pedal, turn signals go crazy.
That is a weird symptom there. You think something's crossed up? I mean, it's kind of odd for the turn signals to go off when the brakes engaged.
Fine, as long as the turn signal's not either right or left. Everything is normal, but... And so he wants me to help him fix that and also wire up the trailer wiring harness so when he pulls the trailer, he can hook the trailer lights up. So I've been promising him I'd help him with that. Need to get that done.
It's like a neat little project. I guess the trailer harness wouldn't be as difficult or take up as much time as the troubleshooting for the brake and the turning lights. But I think everybody's got a laundry list of projects. I've got several at home that I need to clear up. I'm hoping to wash my vehicle tomorrow for the first time in some time. It's overdue.
I bought something kind of neat. I've been seeing them at O'Reilly's, and I don't mean to advertise for them, but they got this little brush you connected up to your hose pipe. And that way, when it's really cold, you don't get your hands all wet and cold, and you turn it on, and water runs out the brush itself. And I washed the truck with it the other day, and that worked out pretty good.
Convenient. It might be something I should look into. I really ought to do better about keeping the vehicle clean, but I don't know. It drives the same whether it's clean or dirty, so I sometimes forget to clean it.
I understand that. I did the truck. I need to do the others as well. I like a clean vehicle myself. I don't have as much time or energy to clean them up like I used to. I used to take the air hose and open the doors and blow out the dash, and, you know, the air conditioner vents, stuff like that with air hose, and keep them a lot cleaner. But I just don't have time anymore.
I don't know where all the time goes, but it seems to go everywhere else. But the things that I like to get done and need to get done sometimes. But I got a few home projects outside the vehicle I need to work on. I've got a couple antennas that I've been working on but haven't finished up. I got a fan dipole that I need to wrap up. and I got an open stub J-pole antenna that's dual band, so it's sort of like a, you know, they call them open stub or ZEP in fed, and so it's set up for 2 meters and 70 centimeters, but I got my brother-in-law's into GMRS, and then, you know, I think they're going to make the jump towards ham, but until they get the GMRS, I took that 70 centimeter stub and shaved parts of it off with a hacksaw to get it down to 462 megahertz so that I could communicate with them on the GMRS radio in the house.
I've got one of those J-poles too. It's set up for 70 centimeters and 2 meters. I bought it from one of the local hams, and that's what I use to call the net with. It's up in the attic. And I had to experiment around with antennas in the attic because the first time I put one up there and went to transmit, it set the fire alarm off.
I've got it. It'll go in the attic too. But I've got a 2 meter J-pole, a copper J-pole in the attic that I use at home. Wearing an HOA, so that's the easiest way to get on the air. It's maybe not the best way or the most efficient way to get on the air, but it's the best way for us without, you know, getting any of the neighbors excited.
KC4S. Putting up a flagpole, if you're allowed to do that, and disguising the antenna as a flagpole.
Part of that, too, yeah. But even, it seems like, you know, in certain HOAs, even ours, is, you know, they're not fans of flagpoles either. I don't know. You know, I guess I'll just keep dreaming of a piece of property and maybe get there one day, but... one of the neighbors in the neighborhood, he's got a flagpole, but he's got it in his backyard, and I guess they're okay with that, so maybe that's an option, too.
Well, I've seen, I don't remember who carries it, but it fits over one of your plumbing vents, and it just kind of looks like an extension of your plumbing vent ventilation. It's called a ventenna or something like that. Maybe that could be an option.
How you know, it can drive invention like that. But Larry, I'm gonna step aside for just a minute. I gotta make a quick stop. I'll be back in here shortly. KC4SKD, this is WB4ZPH.
Here a few more minutes. I tell you what, I better go ahead and sign. I got something I gotta do. But good talking with you, and hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD, I'm clear.